Very dangerous this.
ما بتطفي غير بالرمل.
قنابل فسفورية. You know?
هذا تعامل مع الهواء مالك شيء.
طلعها
وين وين؟
ولا
Nurses in the Shifa Hospital's burn unit are changing Sabah Abu Halima's dressings, a lengthy, delicate process.
The first days it was very bad odor, and this area very deep. Tendon bone was, you can show it, nowadays is bitter than previous time.
Sabah received these burns when an Israeli round slammed into her home in Beit Lahia, northern Gaza, a round that shows all the signs of containing white phosphorus, a chemical that can burn flesh to the bone. It completely burned the children, recalls Sabah, from head to toe. The house was in flames. Her husband and four of her children died in the attack. The doctor who treated Sabah was puzzled when he went back to check her burns.
When I opened, I saw the smoke. Smoke coming from the wound, like cigarette smoke, white.
More than 2 weeks ago, shells hit the Abu Halima house, and since that time, you can still find scattered around the house these strange blobs of black material that smoke if you move them, break into flames, and have a very strong and unpleasant smell.
والله الكل صار يقولون لي اليهود انسحبت، روحنا على الدار، جبنا أكلنا، جبنا شربنا، جبنا وعينا، جبنا كل حاجاتنا، طلعنا برا الدار. اتصل لأخوي عبود، قال لي يا أبوي إذا كان بتقدر تجيب إجارة من الدار، قال له والله بقدر، راح أبوي والبنت، راح يجيبوا له إجارة، ضلنا إحنا وين نستنى فيهم، استنينا فيهم إلهم بخبطوا علينا.
His dream had been to one day ride a motorbike, but now 14-year-old Mahmoud Matar will not even see one again. Mahmoud had been helping evacuate victims of an Israeli airstrike on the Sheikh Radwan Mosque in Gaza when another missile hit. The result? Third-degree burns across his torso and loss of his sight, the sheer pressure from the explosion ripping his eyes out. Despite his horrific injuries, he remains defiant.
I am content. I fear no one, only my Lord. If they were to do this again, I would still be content. I tell the people in Gaza to remain strong. We will remain steadfast against the Israeli enemy. I tell the Israelis it's either us or them. I tell my people we need national unity between Fatah, Hamas, and the Popular Front.
His uncle has been at his bedside since Egyptian authorities brought him out of Gaza for treatment. Speaking on the back of President Obama's inauguration, he had this message. Black, white, or blue, it doesn't matter what color the U.S. president is. As long as they support and fund Israel, they are killing Palestinians and Palestinian children. Whether it's Obama or Bush, this is U.S. policy. Some of those weapons apparently containing white phosphorus, with its devastating effects.
These are the children who bear the brunt of Israel's war in Gaza. They are victims of what doctors say is white phosphorus. While the Israeli army says it will investigate claims it illegally used white phosphorus, no amount of investigations will bring back what these children have lost.
And while Israel insisted its war was with Hamas, there is no disputing that it is the innocent who have suffered most. A three-year-old Sara struggles to recover from her near-fatal injuries. Too young to comprehend what she has suffered, the question remains. Who will respond to her cries?